News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is trying to rally Democrats in the state Senate to approve a bill funding upgrades to American Family Field in Milwaukee. The bill would use roughly $550 million in tax revenue for renovations at the home stadium of the Milwaukee Brewers and guarantee they stay in the city until at least 2050. The bill has already been approved by the state assembly with bipartisan support, but some Senate Republicans are not sold on the plan and more Senate Democrats are needed to pass it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call are once again calling on the state Supreme Court to throw out current legislative maps, this time in a response brief filed yesterday. Evers also took to Twitter, stating, "It's not simple. Not one more election should be held under the gerrymandered maps we have now, and we must have new maps in place before the next election." The state Supreme Court recently voted to accept a case challenging the legislative maps. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations.
Ah, 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 ah.
Caught you listening again. We understand. but we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but,
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Hello.
is 105.7 CFW.
Got this in pocket. Got paddle. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No visa, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sense.
Much a part of the valley is Sounds Like Summer Concerts in Phoenix Park and taking a ride on the Chippewa River Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music.
Step you take, I'll be watching you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bomba. Listen to the radio.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. As snow comes to an end, we'll see partly sunny skies this afternoon. Windy still. Highs around 37 degrees. North winds up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 21. Partly sunny, 37 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 41.
Currently 33 degrees.
CFW.
CFW.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
I catch a paper boy, but things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind, but I never wave bye-bye.
fighter coming on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
CFW.
Every time.
1057 CFW. Seven CFW. Test to prove she loves is hard to find. 1057 CFW. CFW.
Oh,
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. CFW.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new roundabout is on its way to Eau Claire, as well as improvements to the County Highway T corridor. The Eau Claire City Council approved a transportation project plan to acquire private land to put in a roundabout, addressing some safety concerns in the Menominee Street and Water Street area. The City Council also approved an agreement between Eau Claire and Chippewa counties and the towns of Union and Wheaton to expand County Highway T from 2 lanes to 4 lanes between Highway 12 and 33rd Avenue. The Wisconsin State Assembly will hold a hearing on Madison's naked bike ride with 2 proposals under consideration. One proposal would penalize parents who expose their children to nudity during bike rides, shows, or exhibitions after concerns were raised about a 10-year-old girl participating in the naked bike ride in Madison this summer. Local law enforcement were reportedly unable to